do want to play you this. It is my interview with Darius Boyd, the new Broncos captain. It's something that Wayne Bennett told Darius 12 months ago, that he was going to be the next Broncos captain. 12 months he's known this, but it didn't stop the 29-year-old from getting emotional. He was tearing up at today's official coronation. And I have used that word on purpose, coronation, because in media circles, and maybe among fans as well, we used to refer to the new king of Red Hill as Princess Darius. It was behind his back, but that's how we spoke about him, because he seemed so precious, so precious. And the public demeanour he gave off. I mean, do you remember that media conference when he was at the Dragons? 27 seconds it lasted, where he answered everything with a yes, no, I don't know. It was embarrassing. But as you're about to hear, it's all changed now. All changed. The boy has grown up. He's become a man. He's become a father. And now he's been handed the reins of one of the most prestigious sporting franchises in this country. He's battled depression. He's now just the 10th captain in Broncos history. Four in the last 4 years. So it's a quick turnaround. It's a job, though, that Wayne Bennett said he has until he retires, until Darius retires. I did speak to him one-on-one this morning down at Broncos HQ, which is something in itself I never thought I'd say, speaking to Darius Boyd one-on-one. Have a listen.
Darius, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm pretty honoured. It's something that I never really thought would be possible. And the last few years have been a massive journey for me and really excited for the future. But it's a massive honour. It's something definitely my biggest achievement in rugby league, and I'm really looking forward to this season especially.
You can keep a secret. Wayne said he told you 12 months ago.
Oh, yes and no. It was something that is probably he wanted me to get my head around, I guess. And like I said, I was probably fighting it, and what I should do and if I was ready and all these type of things. And but yeah, it's something that it's a huge honour, and I've had everyone back me with my wife and closest friends, and Whitey's told me some nice words last night, which was really nice to hear, and yeah, I'm just really grateful to be in this position and looking forward to the season.
How hard was it not to think about?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's a massive job. It's a massive honour, and yeah, I suppose I did wrestle with it for a while, and if I had a down day, I'd probably think, yeah, I'm not ready. And then if I'd be on, have a good game or something good would be happening, then I'd be, yeah, I'm ready for it. Let's do this. So it was a bit of a to and froing, and but I think I'm definitely ready. I'm looking forward to it.
I think we saw how much it means for a kid at 6 years of age. Broncos became your team, and now you're captain, and we saw that. I mean, you're still emotional about it, even though you've had time to come to grips with it.
Yeah, well, I thought I was all right. I knew I was nervous to come in this morning, and once I sat down and that first question, I could feel it coming. I knew I couldn't stop. So, I'd obviously like to keep it in and that. But I mean, it's a proud achievement. It's something that I've really come a long way these last few years. I have my wife especially to thank for that, and I'm really grateful, like I said, to Whitey and Wayne to get me back to this club, just to be able to play here and hopefully finish my career here. But to be the captain is this, it's the next level.
That change is remarkable, and I've got to say from a media's point of view that our relationship hasn't always been the best. There were times during your career that we've labelled you Princess Darius. How hard was it to, I guess, change from those days to where you are now?
Well, it was obviously hard, but when I went to the clinic, it was something that was not like it was overnight. I still work at it today, but it was just such an eye-opening experience. And that's why I do a little bit of stuff in the community now about talking about my story and my experience, because it was such a change for myself. And it wasn't a whole lot of things that I needed to change. It was just a better outlook on a few things. And I'm very grateful to the clinic for taking me in and teaching me a lot of things and changing my outlook on life and a few things. And to be here now, that's why I think I got so emotional, because to see where I was at and to where I'm at now, it's kind of, I have to pinch myself, and it's something I don't really, it still kind of feels a bit like a dream, to be honest. And I'm just really, really happy.
Just talking to you now, I can see you're comfortable in your own skin, which I'm tipping you weren't always. As captain, a lot of responsibility. Have you ever captained a team before?
No, I haven't. Apart from a couple of trial matches last year, and yeah. I captained South last year as well when Cozza was suspended. But nothing through juniors, nothing through seniors, anything like that. So it is, like I said, it is foreign. It's something that I don't doesn't come naturally to me. But I think last year I really led by example a lot in a lot of ways, and I'm just looking to do the same again this year.
Have you thought about what type of leader you'll be? I mean, you've had and played under some of the great captains for country, for state, yeah. for club. Do you take parts of all of them, is there one that's really stood out to you? What type of leader will you be?
Oh, I just think an actions one, to be honest. I just think on and off the field, whether it's off the field, the way you carry yourself, or on the field, leading by example, or making sure you're the one that can try and turn a game around or inspire some of the boys to maybe pick their spirits up in tough times, whatever it is. I just think actions, because it's something that doesn't come naturally to me, to be the talker and big speeches, but... Yeah, actions is like 1,000 words, didn't they say? Something like that.
Something like that. You'll learn quickly. Yeah. Broncos captaincy too. I mean, it is one of the premier sporting franchises in the country.
Yeah.
You'll get to ask your opinion on so many things within the game, outside the game. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I am. I think, like I said in the press conference, I've been taking a bit of responsibility with the RLPA and with the, I suppose, the contract negotiations and what's important and the way you want to leave the game and for the kids coming through. And I really think that's an important role, and I'm taking that really seriously. And so I think it's something I could probably learn with on the run a little bit, but it's something I'm looking forward to as well.
Have you got a big jumper packed? You're about to head overseas, aren't you? World Club Challenge. It's not going to be hot over there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into the heat. It's been, what was it, the hottest January on record or something? Yeah. And then it's probably going to be the opposite, freezing cold. But yeah, I was trying some of my jumpers on. I have to change a few sizes. They were a bit small. Some was a bit big. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've been over a few times now, but I've never played Warrington and been to their stadium either. So that's will be a new experience. And I know that a lot of the guys are really pumped to go too.
While we're talking footy, I'll just finish on this one. Wayne Bennett said he saw so many characteristics in you that he's seen in Darren Lockyer, on and off the field as well. Darren Lockyer went from fullback to 5'8". There's a halves vacancy at the end of this year.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, that's something up to the coaches to decide, I guess. I did train a little bit there in Newcastle a few years ago when Jared Mullen got injured, and I didn't end up playing there. We ended up playing someone else. And yeah. I'm not really sure. It's up to like I said, it's up to the coaches, I guess. But yeah, I don't mind playing in the front line, and it's a little bit of a different role. It's a bit more creative, I guess, and obviously more defence and kicking game is something that I'd have to definitely practice if I was to move in there. It's something.
You looked alright on the weekend.
Oh, I don't mind kicking, but I don't practice it, so I'm not confident in it, you know. So I'd have to do that. So there's a lot of ifs and buts and things, and who knows what's going to happen next year. We've got some great guys here, like Cody Nikarima, and Benji's still here and that too. Mm. So we'll just see how the year goes, I guess.
Well, mate, day one down as captain. You've done a lot of interviews, you've done a lot of media, and I reckon you've handled it with aplomb.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There we go. Darius Boyd. Apologies for the wind noise, but he was blowy today. That was down at Broncos headquarters earlier today. Now, Darius Boyd is captain. Maybe not everyone's cup of tea, but Broncos fans, after listening to that, has your mind been changed on the new leader, on the new skipper?